Hey, it's Karen Lynn at Little Suburban Homestead. I'm here to say farewell to the old Saturday Homesteading Trading Post blog hop for now. I mentioned some of my reasons were that there were so many blog hops out, but I think the thing is when me and the Viking in my life, way before we started a blog, and we were married in 1989, and we first started out, we wanted to live closer to the land. We wanted to have a different life. We didn't know the first clue of how to go about this. So mistake after mistake, bad garden after bad garden. We moved through the years, starting to raise our little babies. And finally we started figuring it out. And we had a garden and we had our first flock of chickens. And my husband got a promotion, so we moved. And we moved to an area with sandy soil and 10 minutes from the beach, which was awesome. But I still wanted to live closer to the land, and so did he. This is way before the blog was even called Little Suburban Homestead or was even a concept. And truthfully, I want to get back to homesteading. I want more time out in the garden. I want more time spending, you know, working with my chickens. I'm thinking about doing some meat chickens this year. I know that's not for everybody. I want to know where my food comes from. I want to control the quality of the food that we eat in our household. As a thyroid cancer survivor, that is something that's extremely important to me. My husband, the Viking, in my life and I want to do some work in the community. We're extremely passionate about some projects locally, and we want to get involved. We want our posts to reflect what's going on our little suburban homestead. We want them to be relevant with our history, where we gardened chickens, and then we moved, and then we started another garden and chickens, and then slowly with, you know, financial changes, we added the greenhouse, and then slowly we added some bees, which is a huge investment. If you haven't looked into bees, startup costs can be quite hefty. Then we added raised beds because we learned with our sandy soil that was the way to go. I want to get out and I want to get some dirt between my toes, and I want to get those real pictures for all of you and those real relevant posts that are cutting edge of what we're doing on our little suburban homestead. So 2013's kind of a game changer for us, but we hope you join us on this journey. I think it's going to be pretty neat. Hope you stay with us on this one. So thanks so much for stopping by our little suburban homestead.